The possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
I'm Pete Mitchell. He's Peyton Jones. And this is the Church Planner Podcast.
Hey, Church Planner, this is Pete Mitchell.
And this is Peyton Jones.
And you have unwittingly tuned into yet another episode of the Church Planner Podcast.
Not just any episode, Pete, but possibly our tinfoil hat episode.
Woo! Tinfoil hat! Dude, I gotta tell you. Okay, so first of all, for everybody, Peyton told me I could do this, and I told him I wasn't gonna do it, but I'm doing it anyway, even though I said I wasn't gonna do it. If you are looking for an entry-level job and you're really good at tech, I really need you to reach out to me, man. I need to hire someone like yesterday. So anyway, that's my little commercial. Just reach out to me. If you guys know how to reach out to me, then, you know, figure it out.
If you're looking
for a job. That'll show me how good you are. Figure it out. You like that?
If you're looking for a job, Pete Mitchell is a harsh taskmaster. He's looking for an unwitting soul.
Whatever you do, don't email Pete at churchplannermag.com because we all know that goes straight to trash. So you're going to have to figure out another way to reach me. No, so I was getting so frustrated yesterday. I called Travis. Yeah, all right, so for those who don't know, Travis is a church planner. Travis works with me on one business. And right now he's an associate pastor at his current church. And I can't get any more hours out of Travis. Like, Travis is the greatest person I have ever had work with me or for me. He's worked with me and he's worked for me. He is freaking a rock star. Like, just, I know I can give something to Travis and I don't have to worry about it. Like, he's going to figure it out. And like, that's a big deal for me. Is I want people who can just figure stuff out. Like, I don't want to handhold you. Here's the end result I want. Some people need, like, every step of the way, you know, do you want me to do it like this? Do you want me to do it like that? I still remember one employee years ago, like 15 years ago. He was like, you know, how do you want me to do this? And I remember finally one day I just looked at him. I go, look, here's the end result I want. Couldn't care less how you get there. Get here. And, but that's the way most people are. And I don't think even most people realize it. Like, they're so used to, like, people correcting them and, oh, that's just the way you got to do it. No, that's not me. Like, I couldn't care less how you do something.
Yeah.
Travis is freaking a rock star. I can give him something and I know he's going to figure it out and he's going to come back with the solution that I want. Mm-hmm. And just a phenomenal person to work with. And I have been, like, begging him. I'm like, are you sure this pastor thing is for you? I'm like, maybe you want to quit that. So yesterday I called him and he and I never talk on the phone. We talk on this app called Voxer. And I'm like, dude, seriously, man, come on. I'm dying over here. I really need you. And he's like, hey, if God, you know, if he stops me where I'm at, you're the first call I'm making. I'm like, nice. Lord, please fire him. Please get him fired from his church.
Well, you know, when two or more ask, Pete, I mean, you and I should be praying this together. Lord, please, please cause that man to lose his job. Hey, don't say, church planners, we don't help you, because we deeply care. Listen, I know it's all fulfilling to be in ministry and everything, but Pete really needs help.
Yeah, and I just want people to know this isn't some job that pays 80 grand a year. Like, that's why I said entry level. Like, I don't mean, like, you know, I don't even have no clue what minimum.
So if you're like 18, you graduated high school and you didn't listen to your parents, give Pete a call.
That's like, come on, come on, let's get to work.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You stayed in school, you didn't do drugs, but you have no direction. This is the perfect career pathway for you, my friend.
And Travis, I know you listen to the podcast. So after I just pushed you up like that and told everyone how great you are, you have to quit being a pastor.
That's it, Travis. Like, you could be like the associate pastor who's like, you know, kind of like the back bench for when the pastor goes on his little holidays to Hawaii. Or you could be a rock star, S1. Just saying. Yeah. All right. Well, let's stop picking on Travis. Man, we just keep cycling through. You know, this is the thing is we picked on Benz and now we're picking on Travis and sometimes we pick on Brooks. That's what awaits you if you do decide to take Pete up on his offer. You will be the next whipping boy. Oh, and Barry. Barry currently works for you. We used to whip him all the time.
Yeah, Barry was actually pretty funny. So we had our first team call yesterday with like our whole team because our team's all over the world. We got one in Pakistan, two in the Philippines, Barry's in the UK, and there's three of us here in the US, right? So we were all on this call, and you know, it was a great call with Barry, and I'm like, all right, cool, and I like sent him all these things that I need done. I get an email this morning. I'm too sick. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, and
Oh,
I'm like,
Barry, Barry was
seriously,
sick.
seriously, right after the. No, but I
They
mean,
all get sick so much there. It's
well, I mean, I'm just making fun of him because I just like, I w went back to Ben's. I'm like, hey, Ben's, I need you to do this because Barry couldn't do it. And Ben's is like, oh, yes, sir. I get it done right now, sir. And that's, I
that's
love Ben's
funny.
heart, man. Ben's will step up, man. He'll definitely step up.
Benzodiazepine. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and get into our tinfoil hat stuff. So
Wow,
it's
we're
back.
already, wow, you were done with me. You're like, you know, peace getting a little off the rails here. Let's,
No, it was fine. I'm all excited. I got my tinfoil hat on.
because the tinfoil hat stuff is just as good as
It
smack talk. That's
is
the,
smack talk. That's what I was about to say.
I
Because the tin there'll be like the tinfoil hat piece of this episode, and then the regular, you know, what do we call the main part?
the main part.
Yeah, like where we're serious.
I don't know.
Is there a name for that? Like we have smack talk, but oh, we always say let's get into the show. So maybe that's the show. Are we just
Let's get
figuring
down
this
to the
out?
nitty-gritty.
The nitty gritty. After what? Almost 700 episodes, we're figuring this out. All right, a little slow up on the uptake, but okay. Well,
Hold
here's the
on,
thing.
hold on, hold on. Great Scott, it's time for this week's
No,
topic.
no, no.
No?
This is still smack talk because I want to talk aliens in the smack talk,
I
and
thought
then I
that
want
was. Wait, we're not.
no. There's aliens in the smack talk. It's all tinfoil hat, but aliens in the smack talk,
But
and then
that's the
AI.
nitty-gritty. It's the
No, AI is
show.
a nitty gritty today, right?
Oh, we're doing AI too?
Yeah, it's tinfoil hat episode. Got to talk about all of it.
All
All
right.
right, so okay. First off, the alien thing, right? Oh, so you gotta do Hulk if we're gonna announce the smack talk. Let me tell you something, brother.
Wait, I don't. How did he say it? What was
You
his whole
go,
thing?
now let me tell you something, brother. It's time for smack talk.
What
Something
you
like
gonna
that.
do when a church planter podcast
That's
comes
right.
for you?
No, when it runs wild over you.
It runs
Apparently,
wild over
that
you.
documentary is incredible. I've
What
not seen it
documentary?
yet. Oh, there's a Hulkster documentary on
Hey,
Netflix.
are you gonna go see The Mandalorian and Grogu?
Heck yeah.
Are you hopeful for it? I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I don't listen to the naysayers on anything when it comes to an IP I like. I avoid them. So like Nerdrotic, he and we'll do a special episode on it, me and you. You know, because we
Of
always
course.
that's our tradition, Star Wars episode. But no, I am looking forward to it. I love that show. Yes, it had some weird episodes and things they did and what have you. I can't remember which one had Jack Black in it. Was that Mandalorian or was that Boba Fett?
I honestly don't remember.
They go to some planet and then I think it was Mandalorian. I think that was their low point where they went to what's her name? Not Poofy, but like she's some like rapper singer and she was in it too. Can't
I
remember
don't
her
know.
name.
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Luke's been rewatching all the movies,
Yeah.
and he goes, because my son is 14, and he goes, yeah, when I was younger, I didn't realize how bad The Last Jedi was until I just rewatched it. He goes, that
Yeah.
was a really bad movie. I'm
It
like,
was terrible.
yeah, it was.
Oh, so I made a bunch of people mad online because this guy said, now, like, was it like 10 years later or something? He's like, I can't believe this film actually got made. And he showed the scene where Luke throws the lightsaber, you know, like she hands it to him. We've all been waiting. And he's like, it's only now, like it hasn't held up with time. You know, we said, let's see, you know, and he goes, now I can't believe they actually did it. Like it's such a smack in the face. And I tweeted this on Twitter, and I tweeted, yeah, that would be like Frodo handing the ring to Gandalf that Bilbo gave him, and Gandalf just throws it over his back and walks out of the cottage. You know, like, and then all these nerds like got rabid, like, no, man, not exactly, but thanks for playing. Like, I don't know what nerve that I hit, but somehow that was not okay. So, anyways, but I got more likes that agreed with my comment. Probably Gen Xers, probably millennials and Gen Zers. Although
Well,
I like millennials.
clearly, just let's just call them the intelligent people.
You know what? You're right. Why am I being so analytical about it? You're right. They're just the smart people. Why is everybody so stupid? Why can't everybody be smart like me?
Is that Billy Madison?
No, that's Kim
That,
Jong-il.
oh, it sounded like Adam Sandler, the way you're doing it.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, off that real quick save. Here's the thing. Going into yes, I am gonna see The Mandalorian and Grogu, but I stay like I liked Rings of Power, dude. I think people were completely nuts on not loving that show. That show was epic to me.
Rings of Power. Oh, never watched it.
Yeah, but you're a Lord of the Rings fan, right? Kind of,
I'm
sort of.
okay with it. I mean, I
Yeah,
definitely
see.
watched it. I enjoyed them. I know I bought the Blu-rays back when people actually watched Blu-rays.
Yeah.
I know the first Lord of the Rings movie almost got me divorced,
Oh.
because Jamie was like, when Jamie does not like a movie, it's very uncomfortable sitting next to her in the theater. 'Cause she starts rocking her legs, and I'm like, oh, she wants to go. Like, she's done. Get me out of here. And that's a long movie,
Oh
right?
yeah.
That's like three
So, did you get
hours.
up and walk out?
No, I made her rock the rest of the movie, and then she just wouldn't go with me to see any of the other ones.
I'm gonna rock with you. You just tortured her for all that time. You're like, look, Jamie,
Apparently.
your comfort and my enjoyment are, an immovable object and an unstoppable force. This is not gonna end well.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had to say
All
on
right,
that.
well, look, let's get into the smack talk of the day, tinfoil hat edition. Hulk Hogan.
Is
I
an
don't know why.
alien.
He's an alien. Everybody knew it. No, but do you remember Men in Black when they were like Michael Jackson was an alien? And they're like, I knew it. Do you remember that one? What was it? Men in Black 2 or
Oh,
3?
yeah.
Michael Jackson pops up and it turns out he's an alien. But okay, so the US government, this is the weirdest headlines, and I watched Twitter going nuts about it. And I'm like, I knew right away, like, this is gonna be really interesting. On two fronts. Number one, they approached apparently the top 100 faith leaders, but I don't think they went to people like, Craig Groeschel or, Francis Chan or any of the people we would consider the top faith leaders in America, Russell Moore. Anyways, they went to people I've never even heard of and said, oh, and probably what it really means is like, influencers. They
Right.
probably went to influencers. And which, by the way, you can be an influencer but not a thought leader. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
A
I mean, I get
thought
what you're saying.
leader is a little different from an influencer. An influencer is more like a distribution channel of ideas. The thought leader is the originator of the ideas. And they're not always the same thing. So but that's what I think they did, but I don't know because I didn't recognize any of the names. I didn't bother looking them up. But they weren't people that I would have thought were the 100 faith leaders. But they went to them and said, "Hey, we're going to release the UFO files finally," which they've been talking about doing for years, and I'm all for it. I'm like, "Bring it on!" I love the X-Files. Let's go. But they said, It will, the reason we're talking to you is it will change the way you look at the Bible.
Yeah, okay. By the way, did they already come out with it? Because I've been hearing about all this stuff for a long time.
Like And all it is like a bunch of glowing dots moving around, like F-16s are out there going, yeah, we don't know what this is. It's moving too fast and whatever. Now, there's a couple theories on this. This could be a natural, all of it could be natural phenomenon. When they start talking about we have hangars full of alien carcasses, that's a little different than this. There are many things in nature that we still do not understand. Could there be like things that move that fast in the natural world? Objects that, something like, I don't know if you've ever heard of a, I think it's there was a clip going around and it's like a lightning, it's not a lightning storm, but it's like, it's a ball of energy that moves around it's almost like a dust devil, but with electricity. And these things exist and we don't know a lot about them. It's like black holes years ago. You would have heard of a black hole and you would have thought, man, like that's impossible. That couldn't exist somewhere. But you and I grew up in a time where Disney had made a horrific movie called The Black Hole,
Which I still watched.
which was the portal to hell, by the way. Sorry,
Well,
spoiler
that's, have you
alert.
seen Event Horizon?
Yes,
The
I
straightest distance between two points is through hell.
have. Yeah, I mean, same concept, right? That quantum physics is a doorway into the spiritual world. This is where the tinfoil hat comes in. I definitely believe that quantum physics is the physics of what the angels operate on, the
Oh,
supernatural world.
I don't disagree with you on that at all. I love quantum physics, man. I follow that stuff in my Instagram feed. It's no wonder
It defies logic.
Einstein called it what do you call it, the spooky something or other, like the freaky, like, because it does not line up with anything that we see in the physical world.
No, Newtonian physics does not apply here. It's pretty cool because, like, for me, when I said it'll change your view of the Bible, my first thought was poppycock. I said it like a 17th century English gentleman. Oh, poppycock. There's no way that it's going to change my view of the Bible. There's no way. Couple reasons why. A, you've presumed that aliens somehow cannot exist out there and God still be the creator of the universe. Okay, that's an interesting presumption. And B, that the Bible can't be true if aliens exist. Nothing in the Bible changes if an alien breaks into our atmosphere. And the reason I say that is C.S. Lewis wrote a book called, well, he wrote a trilogy called The Space Trilogy. It was very creatively named. It was about space travel. But it was called The Space Trilogy. The first one was called Perelandria. Second one was called Out of the Silent Planet. Third one was called That Hideous Strength. If you have not read these and you call yourself a C.S. Lewis fan or even a dabbler in all things Clive Staples Lewis, you must get off your literary posterior and get thee to a nunnery and grab those books off the shelf and read them. It is important. They're his best work. They're some of his most spiritual and prophetic works. But in it, he postulates that there are aliens and other planets, and that those planets, like Earth, have a relationship with God. But he says that they haven't fallen.
Yeah, that
And
was, I remember that concept. And that's why, I mean, I've always looked at that. And I don't know if he said it like this because I didn't read those. I just remember hearing that about him. But I was like, yeah, okay, so what if we're the example to the rest of the universe of why you don't turn away from God?
because we're the silent planet. Out of the Silent Planet was named the second book because one of the characters says, all of the other planets, we can hear them. They give glory to God. It's like there's this sound that only we can hear because we're not fallen. It's this sound of worship just by them existing. Like the heavens declare the glory of God, that kind of concept. I mean, they're deeply theological. And she says, except for Earth, Earth is silent, it doesn't make a sound. And so it's amazing the concepts that he brings out of the book. I'll get all excited if we talk about it too much because I freaking love those books. Book one, if you read it, you'll be like, huh. Like he's just setting the stage, introducing the characters, he's having fun with space travel. The second one is the theological one, deeply, the most theological one. And the third one could have been written by Clive Barker as a horror film. It is way ahead of its time. It is scary. It is twisted and creepy. It happens on Earth, and it shows what happens in a dystopian future, living out, taking the philosophies of man and self-worship to its logical conclusion. It's freaking awesome. And they all tie together, and I can't tell you how, but they're really good.
Yeah,
So
but that's the reason why, like, I still remember talking with one of my buddies who you know, and I remember having that conversation because he was like, you know, there's basically more planets than there are stars in our universe. It's like they're really all empty. Now you can look at it and go, look, the odds of there being life on Earth is basically zero. Like, it's not possible unless there's a God. But by that same token, well, maybe God did it somewhere else. Like, I don't have a problem with there being life on other planets. I mean, the fact that I believe in angels and demons means I believe in creatures that exist outside of our Earth. So I already believe that. Why would I have a problem with, okay, well, they have a home planet? I don't have a problem with
Well,
that.
there's one that looks like a star. And it's kind of neat. And people have tried to say, hey, this is what the prophet Ezekiel saw, right? And I've seen other things where people have tried to say, hey, a biblical angel looks like this, which, listen, guys, this is where I think Bible teachers, there's a need for us because there is a lot of misinformation on social media with influencers. This is why I said that a thought leader and an influencer are not the same thing. Theologians, thought leaders, that kind of stuff, it is important because that's not what a biblical angel looks like. In Ezekiel, there are specific revelations of heavenly beings that are contextually portrayed in a certain way. So, for example, like Ezekiel, the cherubim look like the Babylonian gods, right? They're depicted like the things that the Babylonians worship, and God's throne is carried in and ushered in by those angels that look like those. And it's important, like that's where you see, like, you know, the body of a lion, the head of a man, the wings of an eagle, you know. That if you look at the Babylonian architecture, that's what their gods look like, right? It's just a Chaldean god. And so the important thing about that is that God is giving a message, like, what you worship, those are my servants, right? And Paul comes back in Corinthians later and says, hey, these gods they worshiped weren't gods at all, they were just demons. And so in the ancient world, you had demons who craved worship, just like Satan, right? So it makes sense that all this stuff. I happen to be reading through the Iliad right now, and I'm reading all about Zeus and Hera and Aphrodite and, you know, Ares and all these gods of war and stuff. It's pretty cool. But, you know, Paul would say those were demons they were interacting with men, just like Genesis talks about. But here's the thing, right? Did an angel reveal themselves that way in Ezekiel? Yes. But are all angels jamming around? No. I mean, the most common thing that angels appear in the Bible is men. And Hebrews tells us that many people have entertained angels unaware. So we have to be careful in today's day and age, when it comes to social media, because people that have not studied to show themselves approved now have the pulpit of the internet. And it is a pulpit, make no mistake. And I love Christian influencers. I work with Christian influencers. I'm getting ready to work more with Christian influencers. But one of the things that we'll be doing in future is taking many of them under our wing and working with them to help train them and equip them. So that was a little bit of a me showing our everlasting gobstopper that's coming up. But anyways, what I want to say about the whole alien thing is the actual footage that we saw, you kind of look at it and you go, really? That's it. So and I always find this, Pete. I don't know if you find this, but whenever someone says there's the new big bad, like, oh, you know, like Dan Brown Da Vinci Code. I remember when that was, or the God Delusion, right? Why am
Hawkins.
I blanking out? Dawkins. Like, you read those things and you're like, really? That was what I was supposed to be afraid of? Like your hermeneutic really determines how you're going to interpret data. So like a hermeneutic is like a filter that you move all data through. When somebody says to me, look it, we found this way that this creature evolves or whatever, I don't look at that and think, oh my gosh, that disproves Christianity. A, because I'm super open to how the universe came to be. I know that Genesis 1 and 2 is true and it's right, and God created the age of the earth, and did he put evolutionary processes in? Yes, I think he did. That's easily provable. Did one species convert into another? I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any evidence for it. I can see how certain species evolved over time. I think we can all see that. Horses today are not the same as horses yesterday, yada, yada, at least according to the fossil record.
Well, but I think we're talking about different things here.
We are, but that's what I'm saying.
Microevolution versus macroevolution.
Absolutely. And I'm not convinced of macroevolution just because people say, but I'm also not against it. Like, I might
I've
find out.
always said I don't have a problem with macro if you're taking a theistic evolution
Absolutely.
standpoint.
But
Without
that's what I'm
God,
saying.
it's not possible.
That's what I'm saying is
Period.
maybe, oh, it's absolutely impossible. And that's what I'm saying. The point I'm coming to is your hermeneutic. What you're finding more and more is that scientists are seeing the complexity of everything, like the human cell, and they're like, oh my gosh, that like there's little machines flying around. If you look at what, like, go search up like the most detailed, in-depth, view that we have of the cells working on a molecular level, and there's like things that you can only liken to machines that are flying around in a human cell.
Well, I still remember this one apologist on some, reel somewhere that I watched. He had a great way to explain it to people. He goes, look, if you've ever been to Mount Rushmore and you've seen the faces on there, and if I were to tell you that after billions of years, those just naturally happened, you would be like, no, that's ridiculous. And yet we look at the human and we're like, oh, that just happened over billions of years. And it's way more complex. It's like, there's no
They
freaking
call it the
way.
magic wand of time. With the magic wand of time, anything is possible. You know, like, no, you can't just wave the magic wand of time and tell me that all of a sudden everything just came to be, or it changed. Like, this is what I'm, and what I'm saying is my hermeneutic is solely based in God and his power and his awesomeness. So if they find some, it's not going to undermine my view of the Bible. I have my view of the Bible. You're not going to give me anything that's going to do anything for me but point more and more to God himself, because my hermeneutic is let God be true and every man a liar. So if we rediscover things like Newton, who said, I feel like I'm a man picking up seashells on the seashore and looking at them and turning them over, and discovering what God put there, that was his hermeneutic. That's how the scientific method came. So all that to say, back to aliens, if your hermeneutic is God's real, and then you don't, oh my gosh, they found aliens, and then that destroys your credibility. Or if that does it, your hermeneutic was just the best argument I've heard so far. So when someone says that they deconstruct, it's usually because they did not understand the original argument that Christianity was making in the first place. Like, people that I've watched over time that deconstruct their faith, quote unquote, they usually didn't have a really good grasp on their faith. I'm watching a guy online right now. He's deconstructed and he's now out to deconstruct everyone else. And even him, like the seminary he went to, it was a specific construct of a version of the faith. It's still not basic Christianity. And your hermeneutic really matters. So anyways, that's going off tinfoil hat a little bit. So maybe we should get on to our actual topic. and talk. Any more thoughts about aliens?
My only thought when everyone's like, oh, it's just demons, I'm like, I don't necessarily believe that it's just demons.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it being demons. I mean, if an angel can, if a demon can look like the angel of light, right? It's like, I don't know everything that they can do, right? Like maybe they can fly around and make us look, oh, look, it's an alien. I don't know. I don't have a
Well,
problem with that though. But all I'm saying is that I can't immediately just discount that. Now, if I were an alien, I would not want to go to Earth. First of all, that would be my first. If I were an alien that was not from a fallen planet, I would definitely not want to go to Earth. Like, I'd be like, how far can I stay away from that place? But the other thing too is, to me, it's so like it's such an unfathomable concept that out of a universe as big as it is, that you're going to find our little planet and then figure out how you're going to get to it so you can what? Check it out? Like, I mean, there's still only so many billions of years the Earth has supposedly been around, right? So it's like, that means you would have had to have some creature at some point either evolve if that's the road you're taking or whatever. But like, they also have to figure out all this other stuff like interstellar travel. I just look at it and I'm like, look, dude, there's no way they're coming to this planet. Like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting because there was a there's an internet meme that goes around, and people believe this, right? That like there's a guy who goes around the internet and he says, "Oh, I talked to Edgar Mitchell, Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and yada yada yada. We did go up there and." Somebody told us that that we were talking to that they did go up there and they did see beings, and those beings told them, do not come back up here again. And that's why the NASA project stopped. It's why once they went to the moon, they didn't go back, right? And that they encountered something. And
Well, I do
let's
believe
say
that since the moon is hollow
inhabited by reptilians, it's
and
a
we
space
know that
station.
it's basically a satellite for them to observe us, but I think that's as close as they're coming,
Yeah,
is the
I
thing.
mean, but they might have been a little upset, like, hey, get off our space station, but just do this in a studio and
I
take pictures
heard
next
that
time.
when Buzz Aldrin went there, he found out that lightsabers were real, and that's what they actually used to protect their satellite base.
Yeah,
So,
oh, totally,
yeah.
totally. But here's the thing, right? Like going back to this is where it gets into our topic. So maybe we should.
Oh, are you serious?
It's time, baby. Release the
Great
Kraken.
Scott, it's time for this week's topic.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. All right. So this is where, in the Bible, it does say this tinfoil hat episode now. So you got to not take us too serious. This is where I've always thought if the Antichrist were going to come on the scene, and I'll need to quantify a little bit of this with some of my theological backing, because I have a strange view. But if I were the Antichrist and I were going to suddenly unify the world, and I don't hold all the same views that probably most of you do on end times, and I can get to that. But if I were the Antichrist and I were going to do all the stuff that, the Tim LaHaye books were talking about, I would the great delusion, when it says God sent them a great delusion that they would believe a lie, that great delusion would be that it's aliens. We created you. We put you here. We colonize you, kind of like on the movie Prometheus. And we've come back now. We're going to tell you how to live. This is what you need to do. This is who you need to worship us, follow us. Then that's how I would do it, right? So, like, even the way that the internet was like, oh, they've told the religious leaders, brace yourselves, right? That's what I would do. I would claim in a post secular society. I would claim that I was a spiritual being from another dimension or planet or the future or whatever, because that seems to be what could bring all of humanity to its knees. Does that make sense? Like you
How
read
do you mean to its
Revelation,
knees?
yeah, huh?
How do you mean to its knees?
Like to worship. Because when you look at like to full surrender and submission, which when you read Revelation, it is a worldwide submission and surrender. Now, I will tell you a little disclosure, show you some of my theological underwear. I am what's called a historicist. I've studied end times inside out. I've studied Revelation. I've studied Daniel. Like my view is not what many of you would hold. Many of you are futurists, which I respect. I came from Calvary Chapel. I started off there. That there's a pre-wrath rapture of the church. There's a 1,000-year reign on earth. You know, yada yada. Then it's all going to start over. I used to believe all that. That's because you're a futurist. Now, at the opposite end of the spectrum is what's called a preterist. That's the person who believes everything was fulfilled in AD 70, and that's because Jesus said, many standing here will not taste death before all of these things are fulfilled. So a preterist says, hey, the destruction of the temple, like when Jesus, you know, they say, Lord, what will the, as he walks away, what will the sign of these things be? I tell you, not one stone will be left on another before all these things come to pass. So Jesus is, he's saying this is going to happen with the destruction of the temple. So that's the preterist view. Pre, meaning this already happened. Preterist, preterist, futurist is it's all going to happen. But the view I have is a little closer to Revelation, where it says, who told me what was, what is, and what is yet to come, right? Historicist looks at that and says, it's not past, it's not future, it's always. This is the cosmic struggle going on at all times. So, like when we talk about worldwide submission to the beast and the Antichrist, we take the view that John, 1 John says, my children, the Antichrist is coming. Even so, many Antichrists have come. So a historicist believes that the Antichrist keeps popping up through history, like one of the popes who started the anti-Reformation, was torturing Christians for standing for the gospel. Hitler, who took all the Jews. I mean, all this stuff is talked about in Revelation, deeply into the occult, you know, ward on the church, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, like all the things that you read about the Antichrist repeat throughout history, because this is the cosmic struggle between Satan. It's a one-sided struggle, Satan and God. And so, and we're caught in the middle. And that's what Revelation was meant to show, is now that Christ's kingdom is coming and taking ground, Satan is upset and he is mitigating it and militating against the church. Remember, John was in prison under an intense persecution under Nero when he was writing this book. And so, historically, I do believe that there is a central Antichrist, like John said. I do believe he's still coming. I believe Christ could come back at any time, but the Antichrist may be here, he may not be here. There's one Antichrist that is not, he's not specifically mentioned in the book of Revelation, but in Daniel, there's one more beast that appears. So, for example, in Daniel, you have the golden statue where you have Nebuchadnezzar's head made out of gold, and then his torso made out of silver, his waist made out of bronze, his legs made out of iron, and his feet iron and clay mixed that crumbles. That is a picture of all the world empires, Rome being the last, which crumbled from within. So the knees were strong, the Roman Empire, the biggest one ever. Babylonians were the gold, the Medo-Persians were the silver, the bronze was, I think the Greeks under Alexander the Great, and then in Revelation, I mean Daniel, sorry, talks about all this, but then there's this one beast who doesn't look, and it says he's different than all the others, and it's the little horn with the big mouth that makes great boasts, and I don't know who that is. I mean, I've studied the Bible, I've heard lots of different theories. I don't know who that is, but perhaps he's alive today. You know, perhaps we're at the end. When you have the historicist view, you believe that the rapture and the return of Christ are the same day, that the judgment of the world, we get caught up alive and then we judge the world with Christ as he touches down. So that's my view. I don't believe in a secret rapture of the church. By the way, neither did the church for nearly 2,000 years. Mormonism is older than that view. Just so you know,
Yeah, well, then you'll
Mormonism.
have. I've had so many debates with people on that. They're like, no, they did believe in it. They did. See right here. And it's like some obscure thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's no.
Well, you can always find, but I'm saying the main, like the church itself, like nobody that was not a belief of the church about Revelation at all. So, I hold to more of the historical, what's called historic premillennialism. So that's all that theological stuff out of the way, just so you understand. But I am very open to an Antichrist, but I don't think anything has to happen. I think everything that we see already happened and it's playing out through history. And I do believe, like John said, the Antichrist is coming, even so many Antichrists have come. I believe there's one more, but Christ will come back at any moment. If he's alive today, it doesn't need to be like we all suddenly are taken to the top of some great pyramid and made to sacrifice to him. I think what John is saying in Revelation is that's all happening now. We give our allegiance to the beast every day of our lives if we're outside of Christ, that the whole world has done this, that they mitigate. So when you get into that and people are like, oh, what's this? What's that? That's a much bigger conversation than we have time for today. But again, going back to like AI and stuff, right? Like, who's to say that the Antichrist could not be AI? Like, think of it. It
You mean
says that
the
it's,
Antichrist?
yeah,
Like
no,
not
no.
like
Just
last
hear
week
me out.
you mentioned the beast. I'm just trying to follow.
Mention the beast and the Antichrist and the beast, right? The prophet, the beast. I believe that the beast is, it's both of it together, right? Here's the thing: you got the beast, the Antichrist, and then the false prophet, but it's all part of the beast, right? It's all Satan's agenda. But think of the Antichrist, right? What is the Antichrist? It's an incarnation of what?
I have no idea.
Okay, the Antichrist. Christ was an incarnation, right, of the Godhead. The Antichrist is kind of like an incarnation of Satan, but Satan can't create. So here's the weird thing. Christ came in his own, he came in the image of God, which is man. The incarnation was him. He made a creation in his own image. The only thing in all creation that sets us apart from all every other animal, like they called it anima, actually, the ancient Greeks called it anima, that what man had, they couldn't put a finger on, but they're like, we're different than the animals. The Greeks knew this. And the Bible knows this. Bible says, well, because we're made in the image of God. But what is AI made in the image of?
Our
Man.
image.
Man. It's what we have created in our own image. And it is going to probably, I mean, already it has godlike properties, right? It can outthink us. It can, like, there's not a human alive who can compute like AI. There's not a human alive who can do it. Like, everybody's like, oh my gosh. And I'm not saying AI is evil, by the way. I think AI is neutral. I think it's a technology. However, if you're looking at what the Antichrist could be, the Antichrist could be a superhuman. That's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create superhumans, in our image. So you stop it. That's, to me, sounds like an Antichrist. Tinfoil hat theory, we're just take us with a grain of salt today, but I'm just, listen, we live in interesting times today. I do not think that we are far off from the return of Christ. Again, my theology says the temple doesn't have to be rebuilt. That was all the Bible already talked about that in the destruction. Like when you're a futurist, you still think, oh, there's this, that, and that, and that, and that need to happen. And then 7 more years. When you're a historicist, you're like, that could happen at any time. When you're a preterist, it could happen at any time. So my expectation that he could come at any moment can only happen if I know that in AD 70 the temple was destroyed. And now I just like how Thessalonians, I just wait at any moment. It's not a secret wrath rapture. That's him coming to judge a world and rescue me, right? Those are on the same day. It was called the day of the Lord. So in my tinfoil hat theory, I'm just saying, the Antichrist may not be a human at all. It may be, and because we talk about, they talk about how they made an image of the beast and men worshiped it, right? It was made to, if you read Revelation, it talks about how it was given a voice, it was made to speak like a man, right? It was given the ability to speak. We already have seen that. We made something in our image. It can speak back to us. It's smarter than us, but it's made in our image.
Well, hopefully people realize just how stupid people really are then, because our image is crap.
Well, and that's
Like
the
AI
thing,
is
right?
fun, but AI, this is from a guy who uses it all day long,
I
and I
love
use
AI.
it
It's so
in,
fun.
yeah, I use it in ways that to me are mind-boggling. Like I
Yeah.
was, when I was talking to Travis last night, I was like, yeah, I'm like, I got 4 to 5 people on my programming team. I'm running 2 to 3 Claude codes, a Claude chat, and then there's me. Like there's 4 or 5 of us, and literally they'll all be doing different tasks, building out stuff that we need in our tech side. It's nuts, right? But it always makes mistakes, and I'm like, dude, if that's in our image, then we're really showing how broken we are.
Dude, seriously, like, and that is the refrain of Revelation over and over, is it says, and yet, despite all this, men continued in their resistance and did not worship Christ. Like, it does kind of tell you, like, these guys are so stupid, you know? Yeah, these were stupid dudes. Because we are all stupid when we don't follow God. So, guys, this is all fun. This is why we're saying the tinfoil hat episode. We're just having fun. But when I watch these headlines, I think to myself, if I were the Antichrist, and I'm not, just want to be real clear, right? But if I were, I would use both of those things, AI and aliens. Because, man, I'm telling you, like Pete said, people are stupid. Non-believers aren't any more stupid than I am. I just have had divine revelation. They need it too. But we are all naturally, as human beings, incredibly stupid. Like you can see, like it's funny to me because even now, like you can see people like who refuse to listen to your fairy God in the sky Bible, right? But the second someone even whiffs that there might be an alien, they're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I knew it, right? Like they know, like they're so quick to believe that they were created by aliens somehow. Like no questions asked, just one hook, line, and sinker. You tell them you were put here by aliens. They're like, oh my gosh, I know it. And it's like, wait a second, you have more evidence for the Bible. You actually have a lot of evidence for it. But you're choosing not to believe that God put you here, but you will, without even a heartbeat, without even knowing what the alien is or looks like, you will 100% believe in a heartbeat that an alien put you here. To me, it just seems like the world is primed and ready to be deceived even further, right? Like, as long as it doesn't lead to God, that's it. That's the one requirement.
I get it. And I think in a lot of ways you're right, because I would say as people, we are looking for God, like whether or not you realize it or not, right? You heard the line, the God-shaped hole in your heart, right? Like
Yeah.
people are looking. And because it, I mean, because like Romans even tells us, we all know there's a God. Like we know there is. We're born knowing there's a God. And then we have it beaten out of us in school of, that's a crazy idea. That's, but then, all these other things pop up and we're, because we still have that God-shaped hole. Oh, well, then maybe this is it. So,
Yep.
yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, here's the real question though about AI. Like, how do you deal with AI And even, the alien thing that we're talking about before, if we've got to do all this bookkeeping for our church and we got to do all the accounting, I
Well, you
mean,
know, Pete, I'm glad you asked that because while you are going to, all of you listening are going to run out and buy the space trilogy now, which, well done. You're going to have to block out some time, and that will curtail your accounting activities. So I would say more than anything, go to not AI or alienantichrist.com. When you go to that site, it'll take you to another web domain called
oh my gosh.
simplifiedchurch.com. And simplifiedchurch.com, simplifiedchurch.com will help you do all your bookkeeping needs, Pete.
Don't even know where to go with that. I really hope Josh doesn't listen to this episode.
You know what? Here's the thing that Josh knows is when he gave us, when he entrusted us, when he handed us his partnership for ads, like one would hand you a newborn baby and said, gingerly, look after this. He knew that it would get special attention. These are custom ads, Pete, made
Custom.
up on the fly.
They're custom. That's how we justify it.
It's custom.
It's custom
Ever
ads.
evergreen, always fresh, and they definitely get attention. You can't say they're boring announcements.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me, man. That's awesome.
SimplifiedChurch.com or that other
Or
website.
that other
All
website.
right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for joining us for the tinfoil hat episode. You got extra points if you actually went and made a tinfoil hat and wore it the whole time. Pete and I did not. We should have. That would have been funny. Would have made for great optics.
That's probably why the aliens have gotten into my head.
All
I
right.
have a
So,
tinfoil hat on.
Brooks, you have to do this. You have to put tinfoil hats on Pete and I both, for any of the tweets that send this out or the Facebook posts, the tinfoil hat episode. You gotta put us on, put us in tinfoil hats. So if you guys see that, it's fake. And remember, it's AI devil magic.
And remember, if you want to reach the ones that nobody's reaching, you need to go where nobody's going, do what nobody's doing, and not be AI.
That's right.